We both lie silently still in the dead of the night.
You know, AOC just can't seem to help herself from stepping in it. It's absolutely amazing that this freshman member of Congress has gotten so much publicity, millions of followers, and people actually take her seriously, even though oftentimes when she speaks, she has no idea what she's talking about. Every now and then she makes a point that's valid, I'll give you that. But more times than not, she has no idea what she's talking about. And then here a couple of days ago, as you well know by now, she went out and said that the Americans, you and I, the Americans had set up concentration camps on the southern border with Mexico. Concentration camps. Internment camps, if you will. Likening what we do to what the Germans did to kill millions of people in concentration camps during the heights of World War II. The blowback, the pushback, the comments in return have been explosive, to say the least. And AOC has lost a bit of her shine, I think is fair to say. Because when you start looking at major publications like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and other media outlets saying, wait a second, you're way out of bounds here. And politicians that can be honest tell the truth. Many feckless politicians, spineless weasels like Nancy Pelosi said nothing, didn't face the controversy head on as she should have and condemned those words for comparing America's behavior to protect our border to Nazis murdering millions of Jews and gypsies. That comparison should never have been made, and the fur is really flying now. Even her far-left liberal allies in places like NBC News and Chuck Todd have said, whoa, you are way out of bounds. Chuck Todd of Meet the Press, he took shots at AOC here this week. She fired back, but here, let's listen to Chuck's comments. It's Bite 2.
After being criticized, Ocasio-Cortez tried to make a distinction between concentration camps and Nazi death camps, where the industrialized mass slaughter of the Holocaust occurred. Fair enough, but Congresswoman, tens of thousands were also brutalized, tortured, starved, and ultimately died in concentration camps, camps like Dachau. If you want to criticize the shameful treatment of people at our southern border, fine. You'll have plenty of company, but be careful comparing them to Nazi concentration camps, because they're not at all comparable, in the slightest.
That part he's right about. AOC came swinging back at her critics, including Chuck Todd. But Chuck wasn't done. You see, Chuck pointed out that what she did was shameful. But Chuck Todd, just like the rest of the media, is incapable of making a criticism of one Democrat without trying to lump in Donald Trump and trying to blame him somewhere along the line, which is exactly what Chuck Todd did, because that's what they all do. You can't criticize AOC without saying, but wait a second, Donald Trump is bad. It's so predictable, it's ridiculous. But here it is. It's bite number three, Chuck Todd going on, but then making sure he gets a slam in on the president. Go.
Why are we so sheepish calling out people we agree with politically these days? Obviously, this isn't a Democratic Party thing. It's an even bigger problem on the Republican side of the aisle when it comes to President Trump and the reluctance there. Are we really so ensconced in our political bubbles, liberal versus conservative, that we cannot talk about right versus wrong anymore? Some things are bigger than partisanship, or at least they used to be. And in the interim, the crux of what's truly at stake is lost. What is this country going to do about what's happening at the border in this humanitarian crisis? We'll get to that at some point, I guess, after we have this debate. I've no doubt Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez cares deeply about what's happening at the border. But she just did the people there a tremendous disservice by distracting from their plight. She said she didn't use those words lightly. Well, neither did I.
You know, it's absurd. It's ridiculous. Chuck Todd can't help himself. The problem is worse for Republicans. Oh, really? Was it the Republicans that have been under fire most of this year for anti-Semitic comments? Repeated anti-Semitic comments? No, I don't think so. Is it Republicans that are comparing enforcement of our laws at the southern border and putting people in holding facilities that provide food, shelter, games, all of these things? No, we didn't compare those things to concentration camps in World War II. So to say that the Republicans are worse is another abject lie from the left, but that's how it's played, this game. You've got the handmaidens in the national media willing to come out because they had no choice. AOC is so far gone on this one. They had no choice. They had to come back and say something. Because comments like that do get attention. People sitting around the kitchen table say, she said what? Concentration camps and too many direct connections still to World War II for that to be let slide. And so they don't. They come out and they make comments about it and they criticize, but lightly so. Remember, it was the Democrats that were incapable of getting a resolution in Congress to condemn anti-Semitic remarks by Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and AOC and others. Couldn't get there. And they can't get there now. Nancy Pelosi, you know, I don't know what she said. You know, I'm not really up on what she's doing and saying, really. Everybody seems to be up on hearing and knowing what she's saying and doing because it's spread everywhere. Because somehow she is the Messiah for the left. Well, the Messiah for the left has stepped in it. And Chuck Todd and all the rest are exactly right to condemn it for what it is, which is a grotesque misuse of historical fact. There is no comparison to Adolf Hitler. There is no comparison to the SS and the false solution. There is no comparison to the Nazis. And these comparisons should not be made. They just should not be made. And to do so is, well, it's lazy intellectually, and it's BS, period. It's a Friday here on the program. Good to have you here. Still to come, we're going to have Congressman Tim Walberg weighing in. And coming up in hour number two, David Coleman will be here from the Great Lakes Justice Center to break down this big decision by the United States Supreme Court on the cross in Maryland. A big win for religious freedom and religious liberty yesterday. More big decisions on the way. 24 still to be handed down by this court. A 7-2 decision yesterday. Look for some 5-4 decisions still to come. Could see some today. Could see a whole bunch on Monday. These are important decisions, including the one on the census and gerrymandering. Steve Gruber Show continues.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane or tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.